Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League and all rugby league experience. Let's get straight into your Friday preview. The Seagulls taking on the Canberra Raiders and then the Broncos taking on the Roosters. For the Canberra Raiders going into this bout against the Seagulls, they've got a few outs. Chevy Stewart, James Schiller, Basame Solo. It looks like they've all been dropped to reserve grade. You go ahead and you look at the New South Wales Cup side for the Canberra Raiders. They've left two centre spots and a front row spot free. You'd imagine that Basame Solo, he goes straight into the front row for the Canberra Raiders reserve grade side, and both Chevy Stewart and James Schiller find their way into the centres. It's just a bit of a confusing one for me because James Schiller's probably been one of the better players for the Canberra Raiders on that right-hand side. We've been talking about for ages that right-hand side for the Canberra Raiders and how dangerous it is. The fact that they've just changed this all up now, it's a bit of a strange one. Yes, they haven't had the best couple of weeks, but if you're looking for any highlights from this Canberra Raiders side, it has been that right-edge attack, Matt Timoko and James Schiller. I don't know why you'd go ahead and change it. Also, Chevy Stewart, I mean, you know, obviously didn't have the best first few weeks of first grade either, but still another big change for me to be making. Obviously, you know, he's only been there for the past 3 to 4 weeks, I think. I think I'd give him a little bit more time. Not even 3 to 4 weeks. I think it's been like 2 weeks since he's been there. Obviously, a few weeks ago against the Broncos was his debut. But Alva Hopewade, he comes into that fullback role, so very excited to see how he goes. Emre Gula obviously returns as well into the team. I don't know if he was injured or what was going on there, but he returns into the 17 as well in jersey number 17. As for the Manly Seagulls, obviously, Dally Cherry-Evans, there was a lot of concern that he was going to be suspended for this game. It looks like, since he's still named in the side, that he has passed the judiciary. He's only just going to cop a fine, which is great for Manly. Obviously, it would have been massive to see him out for 2 weeks. It would have been a massive, massive loss for them in terms of their direction. He's been one of the better players in this Manly side, DCE. And they've become, I wouldn't say reliant on him, but he does, you know, create a lot of the opportunities for them around the park. Another big loss, though, for the Manly Seagulls, that's definitely out, is Hamole Olakau'atu. He'll be spending 2 weeks on the sideline for dangerous contact. Ethan Bullimore, he comes into the back row there in jersey number 11. We see Toe Sipley return into the side in jersey number 15. This will be the side for the next 2 weeks. By the time Hamole Olakau'atu comes back, it's going to be very interesting to see who comes out of the side. I don't think Toe Sipley is coming back out of this side. I don't know if Nathan Brown, after the way that he's been playing of late, is coming out of this side. And Matt Lodge as well. You know, he's been great too, coming off the bench for the Manly Seagulls. So I don't know who comes out of this side when Hamole Olakau'atu comes back. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, look, very excited for this one. I think it is going to be a tight game. Obviously, Ricky's Raiders, after a big loss, they're going to be coming out firing. It is at Brookie, so you would imagine that the Manly Seagulls come out firing for this one as well. I've got the Manly Seagulls to win. I think they do get the job done over the Canberra Raiders. If you go to the same game, a multi-feature in Crossbet, you take Tom Trbojevic to score any time in this side. You also go ahead and take Xavier Savage. You get $5.50 on your Friday. Not too bad there for two outside backs. Xavier Savage, Tom Trbojevic to score tries, $5.50. If you're going to have a punt, make sure you do it with our good friends at Crossbet in the same game multi-feature. Moving to the next game, it is the Broncos taking on the Roosters. Now, there are a lot of rumours around this game, a lot of rumoured outs for this game as well. You look at the team list, it looks like we could be seeing both Payne Haas and potentially Selwyn Cobbo, I believe I heard, out of this side with injury. And we've already got a few outs here for the Sydney Roosters. Jared comes out of this side. The Fa'u White starts in the front row over Terrell May. That is huge. As if they don't start Terrell May. He's been great to start the year when he has started in this side. To have him out of that starting team, that is massive for the Sydney Roosters. Satili Tupanua coming onto the bench. Again, the Roosters not having a 14 for the first time in a while. It could be very interesting. Wow, massive, massive change. Huge change here for the Sydney Roosters. Massive. not having Terrell May starting in the front row. I mean, he hasn't been playing big minutes already. When he does play big minutes, the Roosters generally win. For him to not be starting, that's a huge message to send. I mean, Nefau White's been outstanding, but yeah, wow, Terrell May not starting, that is huge for me. I don't know if you guys are reacting the same, but yeah, I think that's massive. Michael Jennings also out, obviously. There has been a bit of a shift in the back line. Obviously, it looks like Daniel Supo is out again of this side, and we do see Junior Polga come onto the wing. And then Victor Radley, obviously not in the reserves anymore, so it looks like they're resting him for another week. So we are going to see Connor Watson in that jersey 13. Very interesting for the Roosters. That's a huge out again this week. Daniel Tupou was named in the side. He's out. Junior Polga coming back into the team. It looks like it'll be Manu and Dom Young on one side with Suwali and Polga on the other side. Very, very interesting. I can't wait to see how this goes for the Sydney Roosters. But yeah, two big outs. Two big outs to go up against a full-strength Broncos side, or at least it looks like a full-strength Broncos side at the moment. But as I said, from what I'm hearing, Payne Haas, he could be out. Apparently, there was an injury at training that could see him out of this side. Now, in terms of who wins this game, as far as the teams that have been named at the moment, I mean, it's a full-strength Broncos side. You'd think the forward battle is going to be huge. I think Jarrett out of this game is pretty massive to start the game as well. Payne Haas, Corey Jensen through the middle of the park, I think, are going to be huge. They were massive last week. Payne Haas having an unreal return too for this Broncos side. You then got Xavier Willison, who has been great over the past few weeks, coming off the bench and laying a platform. I mean, this Broncos side, I feel like, is going to be a little bit too much for the Roosters. In saying that, I'm sticking strong with what I've said in the BTFU show. I'm going with the Sydney Roosters to get the job done in this one. They are in my multi as well, the Sydney Roosters to get the job done over the Broncos. So I am going to stick with it. The Roosters to get the job done over the Broncos for me. It could be a really grindy game. You know, obviously, Connor Watson was huge at 13 last week. I'm picking him to have a big game again this one. And, you know, with Connor Watson at 13, it was very strange. You saw Sam Walker get a lot more ball in this team as well. A lot more ball. And he was so dangerous. I'm picking him to be the same sort of dangerous this week. There are a few concerns around Reynolds and Reece Walsh as well with their injuries. Obviously, the cramping that they had last week. You know, if they have these sort of dramas again, the Roosters, they could get a bit of momentum and really outspark the Broncos a little bit. But yeah, look, it is going to be a tough game. A full-strength Broncos side going up against a bit of a bruised and battered Roosters side. I will take the Sydney Roosters to win as a smoky in this one. If you go to the same game multi-feature in Crossbet, we obviously have in our trifecta Reece Walsh to score. So we are going to chuck Reece Walsh in our multi. Reece Lightning to score a try. The Roosters to win. We go to players. We go to who will score a try. We go to Reece Walsh. We're also going to take Joseph Manu to score a try as well. Reece Walsh, Joseph Manu with the Roosters to win $13. $13 dues. Make sure to grab at that value. $13 for two outside backs to score with the Roosters to get the upset. It is insane value. And where do you get this value? You get it on Crossbet. So make sure, if you haven't already, download the Crossbet app. Make sure if you're going to have a punt today, you do it with Crossbet. You go into the BTFU hub. You can chuck my try scorer trifecta on in one click. You can chuck our multis for the weekend on in one click as well. Gamble responsibly and set a deposit limit. That's full time. See you in the next one.